Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for insight and opinions on current workforce management issues and trends? Then look no further than blog.acquire.com. You'll find intelligent blog posts from industry thought leaders on what matters most to you. This episode of HR Happy Hour is sponsored by Acquire, industry leaders in workforce planning and analytic solutions.
So good to be back on the HR Happy Hour show. This is going to be a special show, and I won't even go through the normal preamble. I will go right to welcoming back to the show, Shauna Morky, the HR Minion. Shauna, how are you tonight?
I'm doing really well. Excited. It's been a while.
It has been. So for those of you who might be new to the show, my name's Steve Bowes. Shauna Morky is with us tonight. Shauna was the co-host of the HR Happy Hour show for episodes 1 through 100, I think.
I know.
Right?
1 through 100.
You're a veteran at this game. You know the drill. Back in the co-pilot's chair for tonight's show. So how have you been? It's been ages. What's happening, Shauna?
Oh, just craziness. Things are busy. Trying to keep my head on straight, trying not to, die from the heat. There was a lizard in my apartment the other day, and I did not scream. I am proud of myself for not screaming like a little girl and running.
It's just a normal course of events now for you down in South Florida.
No, don't say
giant
that.
Giant bugs, yeah.
Oh.
Impressive humidity. Well, Shauna, it is so good to have you back on board tonight. We're going to have a good time on the show tonight. Let me do a couple of quick announcements, just give out the particulars. This is the HR Happy Hour show. This is episode 116, a Labor Day special show. We're going to talk about work and jobs, maybe the best job you ever had, the first job you ever had, perhaps a dream job that you're still going after someday, or maybe if you're looking for a job right now, you might want to call in and talk about what you're interested in finding, and we'll see what we can do to get the word out as well. Our call-in number, as always, 646-378-1086. Please do call in and share your stories of work in the workplace. Anything goes tonight. It's a really wide-open show. There's no other guests. It's just Shauna and I tonight. So we'd love for you to call in and jump on board. Press 1 after you connect, though, and I'll open up your line. And that also goes for the folks who've already called in and are on hold. If you want to get on board tonight, press 1, and I'll open up your line straight away. On Twitter, our hashtag, HR Happy Hour, of course, HR Happy Hour. So what other announcements? Oh, just real quick, so in case we run out of time and I forget at the end of the show, next week, the ERE Expo is happening in Hollywood, Florida, and you can get more details
at
ere.net, and I mentioned that for a couple of reasons. One, the ERE Expo is a great show, great recruiting show and event, lots of great content, lots of great presenters, a lot of really cool solution providers there exhibiting. But also the HR Happy Hour will be back again helping to host the live web stream content from ERE Expo. So you can catch that next week. ERE.net for more information. So I'll be down there next week for a couple of days doing some live webcasting, streamy things for ERE. So we are getting a little bit of feedback, Shauna. I don't know. You don't have your computer speakers on or anything, do you?
Oh, I do not, but, I have a new Bluetooth. Is that
okay.
maybe
Maybe. We might want to go to Handset. We're getting a little bit of feedback.
Oh, that's not good. That's a bad Bluetooth. I don't like you now.
If you can try to make that happen, shut it. Because it's just your and I lines are open, so any feedback's coming from one of us. All right.
Is that
so that's much better. Thank you.
Well,
thank
see,
you, Frank Supan, for picking up on the feedback. I heard it a little bit, too. And as I'm not as concerned with quality control as some of the listeners are, I was going to try to ride that out. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention, Shauna, the top of the show, right? So the opening tune, I hope you recognized it, a great Journey song.
I love Journey.
Very young. And I have two reasons I played that song. One was the other day Vision Quest was on, right? Was, you know, everybody's got those movies, right? As you're flipping through, you know, you're deep in the weeds of your cable system or your satellite TV, and you're in those high numbers, and one of those old movies comes on. Everybody's got that movie or two, right? You just stop on every single time, right? No matter how many times you've seen it, how boring, you know, whatever. And for me, Vision Quest is one of those movies. So Vision Quest was on the other day. I had a freeze. I stopped. I had to watch it again. That Journey song's a song on the Vision Quest soundtrack, which, Shauna, you know what I'm talking about, right? Am I way over your head on the Vision Quest reset here, or are you following me?
I don't think I should answer that.
Oh, my God. You don't know Vision Quest?
I've never seen it.
I'm so old. That's just a shock. But I'm not going to take all the blame for that, Shauna. You really should have seen Vision Quest at this point.
I'll own that. I should have seen Vision Quest. That's a bad me. I will. If it's on Netflix streaming, I will watch it tonight.
Disappointed. So Vision Quest, right? So the other point is, right? Do you know the Journey story, right? What's happened to Journey in sort of their later career, which I thought is interesting and does have sort of a connection to the job story and what's going on in the world of work and the labor market, right? So Journey's still like around, right? They still tour, they still play, you know, county fairs or something. But the guy who was do you know the story, Shauna? Like the lead singer, the current incarnation of Journey, who the lead singer is of Journey?
No idea.
Right, it's not the same guy. It's not the guy you remember from all those old videos, right, with the long hair and everything. It's some different guy. And it's a guy they found from the Philippines who made YouTube videos of him sort of covering and singing Journey songs. That's
how.
Yes, that's now the lead singer of Journey. I don't know the guy's name, but he's like a short little guy, doesn't look anything at all like the original lead singer of Journey, but now he is the lead singer of Journey, right? It's amazing. So that, I mean, you would think I'm a rock and roll star.
So cool.
I'm a singer in a band, and, you know, I've got security. No one's going to come and replace me. Meanwhile, Journey can find a replacement, right, from halfway around the world from a YouTube video or a series of YouTube videos. And sort of take the guy's job away. It's amazing. So, anyway, those are the reasons why I played that song. So, and Shauna, you really need to go see.
I do.
Go see Vision Quest. So, anyway, so yeah, HR Happy Hour. We're talking jobs, work. We want to get you on board tonight. Please do call in. We'll get you right on the air. 646-378-1086. Press 1 after you get connected, and we will get your phone line opened up straight away. Whether or not you've seen Vision Quest, you're allowed to participate tonight.
That's good. That's very big of you, Steve, because otherwise I'd have to hang up.
But do you have, I mean, let's forget Vision Quest, right? Do you have that kind of thing, Shauna? Is there like a movie or something or a show? Is there something that you would say, oh, I've got to stop right now and just watch this? Do you have that? Or is that sort of a guy thing?
No. There, probably, I'm kind of a child of the 80s, so if I see, like, Pretty in Pink or, The Breakfast Club or, you know, oh, God, Ferris Bueller's Day Off,
I don't care what
I'm doing, I have to stop and watch it.
Yeah, I hear you. I know exactly what you mean, right? So you hit that point. I've seen this 35 times. I've got a million things to do, but no, I'm gonna linger here for a while. I've got to catch that important scene where, you know, Ferris Ferris's friend impersonates Ed Rooney, right? One more time for the millionth time. But yeah, I'm with you. So Vision Quest is one of those for me. And maybe if the show really does crash and burn later, Shauna, we'll talk more about movies tonight instead of work.
Why the hell not?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? whatnot. So Shauna, let's go to you first, right? As we're sort of hanging out tonight talking about jazz. In your career, your storied career, even going back to your early days, is there like maybe one job or two or one really that you might have had maybe nothing to do with HR or recruiting or anything you're doing in the sort of real professional life you have now, but that you recall either fondly or not fondly? What was like a job from your past that you just remember still and you probably will never forget?
I had a job when I was in college. I was at one of the college academic offices. I will not say which one. It was just an admin job. It was just something I did, you know, after class. But it was probably one of the most boring and frustrating positions I've ever had, and not because there's anything necessarily to do with, you know, what I was doing, because, you know, admin stuff is admin stuff, that's fine. It was just dull. I would sit there and nothing would happen, or they'd send me off and to send like 50 faxes, and I'm like, really? So it didn't even seem like it had any point or meaning whatsoever. And when I was done with the semester and they didn't have the budget to keep me on, I'm like, I don't even know why you had the budget to get me in the first place because you didn't need me.
Right.
And I realized that was probably like the first job I had that I actively hated. Like, and it wasn't because they were mean or anything like that. It was just, it seemed like a pointless position to even have. And it made me feel like the time I spent there, even though I was well compensated,
That sort of your introduction to the world of work, just almost to the point of saying, but boy, the world of work is stupid. Like, no one here knows anything.
Right.
I mean, I'm working for a bunch of incompetence, or they don't, maybe not incompetence, but they just don't care, they don't know what's going on, and they can't be bothered.
Right. It was a little tough. It was a little tough to realize that, you know, there's just jobs out there that are completely pointless, that you have absolutely no control over, and dear God, how can I not get into another one of these?
Yeah, exactly, right. There's a couple sides to that. One is, well, you probably left that job thinking, well, it's got to be easy to find a job, right? There are pointless jobs everywhere I could probably find if I really get desperate. And B, you got to be thinking, boy, is this it? Is this where we're headed? You know, in my life of work, maybe I need a new field or something. But I remember when I was in high school, right? So one of the first jobs I had was working in the mall, of course, right? The mall is a really cool place to
I worked at the mall, too.
Yeah, right. I love the mall. The mall had a great sort of underground economy, right, going on in the halls behind the stores, right? So everybody from the high school, more or less, worked in the same mall at different places. And there was this whole sort of, you know, gray market bartering system thing happening in the hallways behind, right, the service hallways behind the mall stores, which I always found interesting. So I worked with a buddy of mine in the health food store, right? We were probably both 16 or 17 years old, working part-time in this health food store, you know, selling the multivitamins and, you know, the protein powders and things like that. And so the management at the store, who were very nice people but entirely too trusting, I think decided right after short order that me and my buddy, we're reasonably competent, we're fairly trustworthy, right? We're not going to burn the joint down or just leave. We'll show up. Right? And so retail is a tough gig, even at the mall, right? It's like,
it is.
And I think the manager and the assistant manager decided, well, we'd really like our Friday nights and Saturday nights off. We're like sort of tired of sort of being around, right, at those times, because that's not convenient to our social lives. So After a short while, my friend and I, who, again, were like 16 or 17, were sort of given the keys to the store to basically open it and close it on the weekends. We were sort of the entire weekend staff, which was kind of amusing, right? Because I don't think either of us even had a driver's license, or, you know, we couldn't really deposit the money, you know, legally or anything like that. But we were sort of completely in charge of the store, and to the point where we would sort of check in the inventory and do the ordering and do some sort of vague attempt at cash reconciliations at the end of the night, and marketing, right? There were always products we were trying to push. And even though it was sort of stupid and really kind of sad, we sort of learned a lot about just how business worked, right, by pushing product in that retail store when no one was really around to tell us otherwise. And so I look back on that job, which I probably had for a year or two or something like that in high school, as like being, wow, this is a really cool job. It was really not so much to have the responsibility, but just to have the opportunity, you know, to learn about just how goods were bought and sold at a retail level. I had no idea, right? How stuff was always in the store, right? You never, when you go to the store and you're a kid, you never see it being delivered around the back and counted and inventoried and things like that. And so it was kind of a cool job. And I look back on that one and think, wow, that was pretty neat. Although, like I said, you know, putting the trust into a couple of knuckleheads like us to run that store probably in retrospect wasn't the wisest thing that store so did. So, hey, let me do a quick reset. This is the HR Happy Hour Show, Shauna. It's just you and me chatting tonight. We got a lot of folks on the line, and no one wants to chime in tonight. So if you're on hold tonight, press 1, and we'll get you on board, and you can share some of your tales of your from the world of work. Our call-in number is 646-378-1086. Press 1 if you want to come on board. On Twitter, our hashtag is HR Happy Hour, and I actually have not been looking at the back channel. So
I think we should have been.
We're losing the back channel crowd?
We're losing them. Oh, God, no.
They've just moved on. Was it the Journey story or the Vision Quest talk?
Yeah, I don't know if the Journey stuff went over the best.
Hey, that was highly relevant. Actually, come on, I even wrote that down. I'm going to talk about Journey tonight.
Oh,
I had
God,
other
no.
things. I wrote the word journey down. I didn't. It wasn't an extensive note taking process. But
we literally probably spent minutes on this prep, didn't we?
I spent several minutes on it. I did.
Oh.
I felt like it was worthy of a good 5 minutes. I've been busy. Speaking of work, I'm doing a new thing now. So I've been quite busy. If that's. So normally that's sort of pretending there's a really extensive prep that would have gone on, you know, had I not been so busy this week. But
starting to feel like a throwaway show. Oh,
yeah.
No.
You know what? I'll tell you another job I had. Can I just keep going, Shauna? Should I just keep going about another
Go
experience?
For it.
All right. So all the food, right, in your grocery store? I don't know if you knew this, Shauna,
right.
Or the grocery store or the convenience store, the food actually isn't really grown there or manufactured there. They have to bring it from some other place, right?
Then
it arrives at the store. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that, right? You go to the store, you go to the Publix or the Bilo or the Piggly Wiggly, right, Shauna? You head into the Pig,
uh-huh.
And everything's there. There's eggs and cheese and bread and everything's great. But things have to sort of go from the people who make the bread and hatch the eggs and all that stuff. There's an interim step, right, typically, right, before it gets to the Piggly Wiggly.
So for a couple of summers,
I had a summer job, a couple of summers where I worked in a place in these big food distributors that was doing that interim step, right? So the manufacturers and the growers and the farmers or whomever else, right, sent us product, came to this massive warehouse, and we sort of sorted it all out and it went out to the grocery stores and the convenience stores, right? So that was what that place did, and so our job was to help make that process sort of work. But here's the interesting thing about it. It was like an airplane hangar-sized warehouse, and it was kept at a constant temperature of like 38 degrees because our part of the operation was all the refrigerated stuff, like all the cheese and the meats and the salami and everything else that came through that place.
Right.
And we drove around on these little motorized carts and sorted out all the stuff, between like midnight and 9 a.m. so that it would get out to your stores. And I never realized, right, before, like a lot of things, I didn't realize how much of a pain in the neck that really was. It was sucked. It was freezing in there, and like the products were everywhere. They were really heavy. It was just a nightmare. Things were breaking all the time. It was one of the most dangerous places I ever worked, and stuff was always like falling off these giant, racks, and these pallets full of hundreds of thousands of pounds of orange juice would be crashing to the floor every once in a while. And like one guy lost.
Did you like
part
it at the time?
I did, yeah. It was kind of a neat job because I think I had that job when I was in college and in the summertime. And so we'd work from, midnight till 9 a.m., and then we'd go to the beach because it was nearby where one of the beaches was. So we would sort of spend the day on the beach and sleep and go out for a bit and have some fun, and then go back to work.
So, looking back, the job is crappy, you know, because of all the stuff that was going on, but because it just kind of enabled you to have a good summer, it was cool.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool job. I did like it. I love it. I mean, I didn't, you know, think about, you know, dropping out of college to continue my career there, but I was a...
I hope not.
It was an interesting job. So, I have one other one, but I'm going to hold my other story for when we really got desperate in the last part of the show. And I like the fact that folks are hanging out on the back channel, sort of making fun of me, but yeah, unwilling
aww,
to commit and offer their observations or their commentary, which is fine. So anyway, quick reset. I'm Steve Bowes. Shauna Morkey's back in the house tonight. We're talking about work and jobs and sort of just telling stories of jobs we've had in the past. Getting ready for the big holiday weekend here in the U.S. Labor Day's coming up, which we're excited about. If you want to get on board and just share a tale or two about your experiences in the workplace, please do 646-378-1086. Press 1 after you get connected, and you will come on board. Shauna, we do have someone who wants to get on board with us tonight.
Oh, my God.
Let's open up the line.
Number 248, people.
Hi, area code 248. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ian. How are you guys doing?
Ian, how are you?
Good. So, kind of had a similar experience. I thought I would buzz in and relate to it. I worked at Kroger, one of the grocery store chains, and when I was my first job. Definitely an interesting experience, I think, for anyone for their first job, because they really treat, you know, the 13, 14-year-olds like crap. So, I mean, like, I think the best, though, is, you know, I still remember this day. There was a, obviously I was on a worker's permit, and so they always had to accommodate my school schedule.
Right.
And one day I had to call in and say, you know, I got the school project I got to do, and I need my dad to do it, and today's the only day to do it. And I think they basically wouldn't let me off, shows how caring they were. But, kind of my first experience ever quitting my job was having my mother quit my job for me.
Oh, that's a nice move, Ian. That's nice.
Yeah, I know. And I never heard my mom use such words to my supervisor before. So just kind of an interesting experience to learn about for the first kind of workforce, first example I had working in the real world.
Yeah, and that's a great point, though, Ian, too. It's a good story, and it's also sort of a good point as well. I wonder how many folks, like, you know, Shauna's experience with that sort of pointless job she had. I had some ridiculous jobs. Like, is that just the way work is, right? Most kids or high schoolers or college kids are going to get some stupid job first and have to realize that, well, you know, my first job is just going to suck. It's going to be stupid.
You've got no skills. You're young. You just want to goof off. I mean, how committed are you when you're in high school and college?
There are so many great jobs, though, for kids in high school or college. I mean, you know, I was on a Twitter chat, I was talking about, you know, I worked at Sunglass Hut for 4 years. I mean, one of the most random jobs you could ever have. But I freaking loved it. I mean, it was great because, you know, here I am, an 18-year-old fresh out of high school, and they let me run the store all alone. And I learned so much.
Right. I hear what you're saying. It's a bit like the health food store story I had as well, right? They figured out you knew what you were doing, right? You could be trusted, and they give you a lot more responsibility, perhaps, than you even figured you would get, right?
Exactly. It's just about, you know, I think it's just these kids have to find the right job instead of going to the, you know, the first job they hear, I think.
Right. Yeah.
I had a lot of
jobs.
Yeah,
man, thanks so much for the call, man. Appreciate you hanging out with us tonight very much.
No problem. I thought I had a little diversity. Oh, hope you guys don't mind.
I love it. I tell you what, where's Vandervoort tonight? I'll talk about supermarkets all night long. That's a fascinating business. Retail food business. I often think I've gone the wrong direction. I should have probably maybe stayed at the warehouse for a while longer and parlayed my experience somehow differently going forward. I don't know. So, Shauna, what else? You had that sort of administrative sort of drudgery story. How about something a little bit after that? Any other things you would know? How about, instead of bad jobs or interesting jobs, how about sort of like how important, and or was it important to you, did you ever have that, I don't know, early mentor or someone you looked up to, someone who really helped you sort of understand the world of work or understand how to sort of conduct yourself? Was there a person or two you look back on and you say, wow, that was a really important person to me?
You know, and the sad part is, I don't really think I've ever had, like, a mentor. I've had people that have influenced me, given me, you know, helped me find direction and things like that. But I am sad to say I've never had, like, a mentor at work, and it's something that I've always kind of wanted. I did have a boss. So, like, the first time, you know how they talk about flow, how you get into a job and it just doesn't feel like work. You're just doing things and time moves by so quickly. I have experienced that in a job. And I do have to credit that to my boss at the time. And it was actually my first kind of gig, you know, like HR, you know, like, oh, my God, I'm actually doing HR for a living kind of thing. And
right.
I think the reason I really enjoyed that job, you know, it was just that I had responsibility. I was able to just do it. My boss gave me the stuff to do, told me I need this done. I did it, and I could do it my way. And I learned so much in that job.
Right.
And that's why I really liked that job and why I felt like I hit that point of flow in that position. And looking for that. I'm looking for that again. I want that again, because now that you know what it feels like, it's really hard to be in a position and not feel it. You want it back.
Well, right. I mean, right. We're sort of having a goof tonight and having a laugh or two, and mostly at my expense, apparently, on the back channel.
Oh,
shocking! It's shocking. It's a bit of I'm like Humphrey Bogart in the Caine Mutiny right now. Another movie reference, Sean. I hope you know about that one. But
I'm
telling
Humphrey
you.
Bogart.
Thank you. Ridiculous out there. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves in the back channel.
Oh, they love you. They choose who they love.
Absolutely. But, Sean, that's a great point. I mean, we sort of thought about talking about this in the show notes, and we're sort of having a bit of a lighthearted talk. But, man, you know, work is such a big part of your life, right, no matter what. And so when you find yourself in that job that's monotonous or not challenging or even worse than that, just, you know, abusive or really just mentally, you know, unfair. It does more than just give you a bad day at work. That bad day goes home with you. It stays with you, right? It affects your family life, your personal life, your social life. I mean, we've all probably been there at some point in our life where you took that bad day home with you more than occasionally, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, let me do a quick reset. HR Happy Hour. We are having a good time on the Happy Hour show. My name is Steve Bowe. Sean Amorky is with me as well. We are talking about work and jobs and looking for your stories or comments about some of your work experiences, whether they were early ones that you want to look back on and laugh, or sort of current ones, or any lessons learned as well. Mentors you had, lessons that you learned early in your career that have carried with you throughout today. Or maybe if you're not really doing what it is you want to do, what is it you want to do, and how might you get there? How might anybody get there, right? I think that's certainly in the last few years, right? It's been so tough. And I think, Shauna, and I know people like this, and you probably do too, maybe you're seeing this real time in situations of people you know where people have been asked to do so much more, right? Organizations have cut back in the last few years, right? And the people who are left are left to carry the ball for one or two, you know, other people who are long gone. And, I mean, the burden of that's probably wearing on a lot of folks as well. But so anything goes really tonight about the world of work and in the workplace. So please do feel free to get on board tonight. We do have another caller, Shauna, who wants to chime in. Let's take line 5. Area code 813, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Did someone mention my name? It's Mike.
Yeah, we were talking grocery stores, and, you know, there was a whole grocery retail conversation happening. So your name got
I know. I actually heard. I was listening on the PC, not on the phone, but
right,
someone said
good.
I better call in because you were wanting to talk grocery. And the ironic
I love the grocery store world. I do. I'm fascinated by it.
The ironic part is I never worked in retail. My first job was sweeping the back alley of a 20,000 square foot grocery store in Detroit for $2 a day.
Wow.
A buddy of mine and I split the $2 in the fifth
grade. Oh, wow.
Grade.
Good deal.
We were highly compensated. We swept the whole alley every Saturday morning and did some other cleanup. And then I spent all my time in restaurants, so I never really worked in retail. Even now, I never really worked in retail. I do corporate work. It's not the same.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not a very compelling story, but there you go.
What kinds of things did you do in the restaurant world, Mike?
I was a cook. I started out as a dishwasher when I was like, 13 years old. I washed dishes, which was a terrible job. You washed dishes all day long. You went home smelling of dirty dishwater. It was not very appealing. So I learned to cook really fast. About 3 months in, I learned how to be a short order cook, and that's what I did from the time I was in 10th grade until I graduated from college.
Nice.
And that was actually a very cool job because it had a lot of quality of work life elements that I don't know that I've ever had since. You know, I worked in a 24-hour coffee shop kind of place like a Denny's called the Clock Restaurant up in Detroit.
Okay.
And I could flex my schedule and work weekends or work nights or work days or midnights. You know, a lot of good things to it. And it was always fun, too. You know, you had a lot of camaraderie in the restaurant industry. So it wasn't that bad of a job for a kid to have.
Yeah, no doubt. And so you quickly realized from a few days at dishwashing or a few months, however long it was, it's time for me to apply myself and move up and out of here, right?
That's right. One summer in a smelly job, and I was going in. And of course, back in those days, they said if you want to learn to cook, just come on in and train anytime you want, which meant come in and work for free. So I spent several weeks learning how to cook on my own time. But it was.
It sounds like it sounds like from your sweeping out the back alley, the opportunity cost wasn't great, right? You could have
no, it really wasn't. Yeah. I made slightly more in sweeping the back alley than I did learning to cook, but it paid off in the long run. So yeah. So anyway, we Steve, we had a great time at HR Florida, and Shauna contributed to it. She did a great job presenting with Dwayne Lay. And I even got up at 7 a.m. to go see him. So it had to be pretty good. It was great to see her and everyone there. I'm going to go ahead and jump off. But
all right,
thanks,
Mike.
Thanks
appreciate that
shout out.
And when next time I'm in Florida, you can make me some eggs and bacon, man. Now that I know you've
come on. I still know how to flip eggs in a pan. So you bet. Come on over. I'll make you some hash browns that go with it as well. Have a good Labor Day weekend. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Love that. I love that. Mike Vandervoort, short order cook. That's fantastic. So let's go to line 5. Area code 314. You're next on the HR Happy Hour.
You know, if I'd have known that we were going to do an HR Florida reunion, I would have called it a whole lot earlier. Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's Dwayne. How are you? I actually
Dwayne
felt kind of
Lay.
Bad about I felt bad about trying to hijack your back channel with the Christmas present talk. I thought I would call in and tell a work story and, you know, try to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Yeah,
so,
Dwayne, we appreciate that. You know, otherwise, if you don't contribute positively, I'll have you and Vandervoort back out behind that restaurant sweeping up again. That'll be next.
It would probably do us any harm to go do those. That's all right. So here's my story. It's not my first job strip. It's my first job as a supervisor. First time I managed other people. And I was working at it was an auto parts warehouse, and I was made the second shift supervisor, so we worked from noon till 8 or 8:30. But my shift was all the college people, college guys, honestly. There were no women on the team, but it was all the college guys. And the college guys really got to work whatever hours they wanted, like number of hours, and I took it over just at the start of the summer. So I had about 15 more people than I needed, like 15 more people like every night than what we had the rest of the year.
So
we would get all the orders filled to ship out, we'd put all the stock away, and it would be 7 o'clock. We'd have an extra hour and a half to kill. So then we'd just play, you know, Nerf football in this big warehouse and sometimes play a little floor hockey. And the best part about it was everybody had a great time, but then once, like towards the end of the summer, they came back and they said, man, I don't know what you did to motivate these guys, but the output from your team is just fantastic.
Right.
So we're going to promote you into a different kind of role. I said, great. And then they promoted me at the end of the summer. All the guys come back to school, and productivity dropped like a rock. So I was like, it was great because then I looked fantastic. Because as soon as I took over, it took off. Since I left, it fell. So that's my first supervisor story. It's all about timing.
Yeah, Dwayne, thanks for sharing that. Your first supervisor story would have been a little better at the end of the story, like the team rebelled on you and slashed your tires in the parking lot. That would have been a cool ending.
I would have liked a little spin
like that.
He's right. That would have been a better ending. But they did delight in calling me when they were mad at the new boss because he was one of the team. They were all – they give him our time. And when they got mad at him, they would call me and ask me to come back. So.
But, Dwayne, that's a great – you know, you bring up – I'm going to ask you this now since you brought that up. That's kind of an interesting thing in a real workplace setting, right? You walk into an organization, maybe replacing someone, you're in a leadership role, a managerial role, and the person before you was sort of the beloved, departed leader, right, who's left for whatever reason, right? They retired, got a new job, you know, left town. Walking – that's got to be tough. You ever walk into a role – I know I did, you know, not too long ago. I walked into a job where the person before me was – you know, the walk-on-water person, and kind of was really tough to do anything there that was going to be looked at positively when compared to this sort of fearless leader who's now departed.
Yeah, that's a tough gig. I don't think I've ever done that. Most of my manager roles have either been like building new departments or like indirect management of people, so I've never had to really deal with that. And I would venture to say most people who come in after me have never really had to deal with it either.
Right, no, so the people who follow you, right, they've got it made, right?
That is easy money.
Because the employees say, well, boy, you should have the jerk-off we had before you. Right, Dwayne.
You're so
I don't think they're that kind to me.
Really? You know, I clean that up a little bit, say for the radio.
Oh, it's fine. The dude would come in at 7, drink coffee, and talk comic books for 3 hours a day. We couldn't handle it.
That sounds reasonable. Yeah, I'm not sure. That's
I'd approve of that job.
I'm on board with that. Hey, Dwayne, man, thanks so much. Hang out with us if you care to. We've got about 20 or so minutes left in the show. This is the HR. Oh, by the way, before, let me give out the number again, then I want to ask Dwayne one more question. HR Happy Hour Show. My name's Steve Bowe. Shauna Markey's with us.
Yo.
Dwayne Lay is on the line as well. Shauna, it's so great to have you back. Shauna, you have a lot of fans out there. One thing, the second you announced your departure, I got hate mail. Like, it was my fault.
Oh, don't hate Steve.
It's ridiculous. But,
no one hates.
Well, it was probably one message, but still, it felt like 100.
But it was very virulent.
Very tersely worded, you know. It's just,
ooh, tersely.
Yeah,
I like that word. Tersely.
I just made that up. So, 646... 378-1086. Obviously, we're having a good time tonight talking about work and jobs and our experience at work. Wide open show. Please do call in. We'll get you on board. Press 1 after you connected. There's like 10 people hanging out on hold. If any of you guys want to come on board, just press 1 on your handset, and we will open up the line straight away. Dwayne, HR Florida. Mike mentioned it. Shauna talked about it, I think, very briefly at the top. You and Shauna presented. What did you guys present about? I'm sad to admit I do not even know.
Yes, you do.
So, all right. So we actually had a whole pattern that we worked out. So we'll just we'll hit him with it. So my session on Tuesday at 1 o'clock was on Lean HR. We talked about how to apply business strategy to the work we're doing in HR, distilling that down with very simple Lean tools, a little chance to work through it. Then on Wednesday.
Well, you know, because everyone was learning about all social media tools and why to get into the space, we decided that we needed to talk to everyone about how to connect on social media, non-creepy ways.
Oh, so I didn't know you brought back out the connecting in non-creepy ways. I love that, Sasha. That was probably my favorite HR evolution session in Atlanta. I think it was.
Wow. Thank you.
So I'm glad you guys brought that back. Oh, I love that session. It was so inventive and clever, and the props you guys had was amazing.
Yeah, we didn't do any of that the second time. We didn't do props. We went a lot more serious the second time. I think it was different.
That was serious?
But they seemed to enjoy it. Yeah, they seemed to enjoy it.
Great. Well, that's cool, Dwayne and Shauna. You should take that non-creepy thing on the road. I sense webinars, books. I sense
books.
I'm serious.
You know, the book would be like one page. Seriously, we had four slides, and only one of it actually had content on it.
Well, the book can be one of those picture books. Picture books, Sean, like the kids love. Something like that. Or an iPad app. Those are popular. I've heard.
There you go.
Oh, my God. So someone recognized me in the exhibit hall because of my giggle.
True
story. Nice.
And I was told again, I need to create an app for that. So that is my goal this weekend, is to get some kind of app for my giggle.
All right, so let's get that out there to our powerful HR Happy Hour listening audience. Can someone help Shauna develop an iPhone, iPad app with the giggle? You know, you can incorporate GER in there somehow. It'd be popular. Sell it for 99 cents. I think you're on your way, Shauna.
It'll be a sort of a picture of GER, and when she giggles, he jiggles up and down a little bit. Just call it high giggle.
Super. Hey, we got another caller who wants to come on board. Let's open up line number 7, area code 919. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, guys. I love the entrepreneurial spirit tonight with the iPad application. That's great.
I'll tell you what, we're going to make someone an internet millionaire soon.
That's great. Well, this is Lori Rudiman, and I just wanted to call in and say hi to Shauna and hi to Steve. And hi, Dwayne. How are you?
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Good. I loved your video.
Oh, thank you very much. It was a labor of love.
It was funny.
It was, and you look good in a feather boa, I have to say. You look great.
Why?
I have
I think
so many pictures
color.
Of that.
Was there,
your eyes.
Was there some kind of rights
guys,
you negotiated, Dwayne, in advance on that video, by the way? Or no? You just
No, I, in fact, this is probably the time where I asked for forgiveness because I didn't ask for permission.
No, it was lovely. It was really great. In fact, you could take over the whole franchise if you want to.
Wow, that's quite an offer.
Yeah, it was that
good. I'm not sure I have another one in me, but well, thanks very much. I'm glad you thought so. So, are you gonna do a
great
Batman post now? Are you gonna do my comic book stuff for me now? Can we trade that?
You know, I had a boyfriend for a long time who was into comic books, and now I kind of have an aversion to comic books. So it's just one of those things that's not really for me. But we'll have to negotiate something else. Maybe cigars or vodka. I can do that.
Giddy up. I'm all about vodka. That is a deal, young lady.
Yeah.
Hey, Lori,
I'm
so you had been an adventure the last week or so. We followed it along online a little bit as you tried to make your way home from a hurricane zone last week.
Yeah.
Been exciting.
Yeah, well, you know, what a tough life I have, right? So I'm on vacation, having a great time, and we see the Hurricane Irene comes through, and we get stuck for 2 extra days, and we're like, well, let's go to the beach. You know, why not? The weather cleared up. So we came home to North Carolina, and luckily we're far enough inland that we didn't have a lot of damage. But, you know, it's amazing to me the damage that's happening both on the shore of North Carolina and up in, you know, Vermont and New York, but also inland, all the flooding and all the infrastructure damage that we've had happen. It's really quite sad to see what's going on in some communities, not to be a Debbie Downer.
No, well, I asked the question, so it's my fault to bring it up. But really very true. I mean, you know, my home state of New Jersey got just hammered by that storm from really the after effects, right? All the rain and the flooding really was the problem, as well as Vermont and some other places as well. So
right.
I've got to go back to New Jersey very shortly, and hopefully they've managed to recover a little bit from that terrible storm. So. Lori,
yeah,
man,
I hope so.
This is your
I'm
topic,
for a reason.
Work and stories. I mean, yeah, let's go. I'm sure you had a reason.
So, so I have to be very honest with you, Steve and Shauna. I don't know what either one of you do for a living. Like, I don't know how you make money.
It's all very dubious on my side. I don't know about Shauna.
It is. Like, what do you do for your day jobs? Like, seriously, what do both of you do for a living?
All right, Shauna, you go first.
Yeah, an HR administrator for a company that handles accounts receivables and medical collections and Medicaid eligibility for hospitals. You're so impressed, I can tell.
Well, so what does that mean? Like, what do you do? What's your day like?
Oh, it's general stuff. Right now, it's heavy recruiting. I am, like, constantly recruiting when I'm not trying to smack employees down for being bad. So I'm serious. I have a, I'm supporting a large group, and there are, and probably most of them are on site at hospital locations across, you know, across the Southeast. So there's no one there sometimes watching them. Sometimes the operations are 24/7. You're staffing for, you know, shit positions, and not because, you know, the work isn't important to a certain extent, because you're, some of the jobs are helping people get government assistance to pay bills. That's not a bad
right.
kind of job.
No.
But the hours, I mean, if for the operations where we need people there 24/7 because it's a hospital, I mean, we're talking about having people have to work 12-hour shifts every Saturday and Sunday. Who the hell wants to do that? So it's heavy recruiting, lots of, you know, employer relations, but those are the two areas of HR I actually have always liked the most.
Well, good.
The challenge
is like
at
a
least
legitimate
that part of it,
job, right?
It is a legit job. Oh, my God, it's like I'm a grown-up or something.
So, Steve, how about you? What do you do for a living?
There's a large supermarket chain nearby, and behind it is an alley that needs to be swept every morning. So I got another, a buddy of mine and myself, we go out there. And now, what I do, I work for Oracle. I recently rejoined after a long hiatus, Oracle Corporation. I work for a group in what's called product strategy. So I help to sort out what our next generation of human capital management software solutions will have in them, how they will work, how they will support our customers, how they will support organizations in managing their talent. So it's HR tech related job. It's sort of similar to things I've done in the past, and it's really cool. There's a super smart bunch of people I work with, and some fantastic technology, the opportunity to work with lots of great organizations who are our partners and our customers and our prospects. It's a fantastic gig, so I'm really happy to have it. And
so how do you describe it to your son? What do you tell your son?
It's impossible. You know, I think for him, it's a little difficult to make that connection with him. So he's only 10, and so he understands computers and software and programs. And so I kind of leave it as, you know, we sort of create software and provide software to companies to help do some blah, 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 administrative-y things. And when the eyes start glazing over at that point,
right.
they, you know, I just don't even bother anymore. His sort of connection to what I do, and probably what I've always done, that he's able to sort of recognize is, like, in more in terms of travel. Like, when am I home, when am I not home? That's kind of his view
yeah.
of the world right now. So, but he's...
And also your blog, right? He understands kind of that you blog for a living.
He understands the blog. He's got his own blog, which I helped him set up a couple of years
yeah.
ago. So
that's
he's,
so cute. I love his blog.
Patrick, yeah, he's killing me on the blog. He's
cool.
relentless. So he was on some sort of pace to try to eclipse his post count for 2010. He found himself a little behind, so he's been posting a little aggressively lately. But we do talk about that a lot.
Vandervoort. Bring Vandervoort back on. Vandervoort's
yeah.
good at getting publicity like that.
Yeah, so he's definitely a tech-minded kid. So he's doing really well. So we're pleased
good.
About that. Thank you for asking about him. So what? But,
no, that's
Lori,
all right. Well,
almost,
listen, you
Lori,
guys, have,
wait
a,
minute, wait
have
a, minute.
A great what?
I could wait. I'm not going to let you go. I could ask you almost the same question though. About well, what is
why
it
do
you
think I'm
you,
trying to get off the phone?
What is it
nope.
that you do? That's a little bit. You do everything.
Too,
is that the answer? You do 100 things.
Yeah. I do. Well, you know, I have this title of Director of Social Media at Star 10 Cup, right, which is a marketing firm, and our clients are human capital vendors, so people who sell to human resources departments. So I give
right.
them social media advice and social media guidance, and then I do these other things like PR and planning parties and planning big conspiracies at events, and
ooh,
I don't know, it's a really crazy job. And I work with a bunch of really creative and crazy Texans. So there is a moment every day where I wake up and I'm just like, what the hell am I doing? But it's
but
so crazy and it's so fun.
Yeah, that, those guys.
But does that make sense?
They're a great bunch of. Yeah, it does make sense.
Oh.
Lori, I will say this. Have you really bought into the Kool-Aid completely. Like, so if I see you at an event, if I see you at HR Tech, will you be wearing sort of the trucker gas station attendant shirt like the rest of the crew there? You're not that deep in
way. No. you know how I am at conferences. You know, I show up, I try to look decent, I put on a little bit of lipstick. I do not look good in trucker shirts, and so I let them know that. that's not a look that's really girly for me, so, you know. But on the other hand, I wouldn't need to pack Spanx, so that could be good, right? You know, I can wear those trucker shirts.
It is a versatile piece of clothing, right? It goes with a lot, absolutely. So.
Well, it might go with my Doc Martens, but that's about it, you know.
Right.
Nice.
All right,
well, listen,
Lori,
guys,
hey,
you have a great Labor Day weekend. Yep, see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Right. Labor Day. Right.
Bye-bye.
Lori Rudeman checking in. Dwayne Lay, I still think, is with us. Dwayne, are you there?
I am. I'm just not nearly as interesting as Lori.
Aww.
Well, I think it's a different kind
no,
of
no, no, that's
Dwayne.
That's okay. She's super
it.
Interesting. It's okay. She's super interesting. I don't think it is. I'm saying it. It's true.
I'd leave it at that. Let's just everybody take a deep breath, can we? Everyone, just dial it down just for a second.
Hey, you didn't ask about trucker hats. I bet Lori looks good in a trucker hat.
Ooh. Yeah, the trucker hat. Yeah, it's so interesting how those trends, right? They come and go. Right, the trucker stuff is popular for a while and then it moves out. But that's a story for another time, I think, Dwayne. We should do, you know, Matt Bruno, AKA Bruno, Matt Stalick. And by the way, I'd love Matt to call in and explain AKA Bruno because I don't even know what that AKA Bruno even stands for. Do you know, Sean?
I have no idea, but I
want to
know.
Right, AKA is also known as. They use it in comic books all the time, guys.
The AKA part, Dwayne, I've managed to figure that part out, but the Bruno the relationship
so
to Matt
mean.
Himself, what that means, I don't know what that's about. So I'd love to know that. So Matt and Lori, as a matter of fact, did a pop culture and HR kind of session at the HR Evolution last time. It's probably time for us to do another pop culture show on the HR Happy Hour because, you know, maybe we'll do it on a movie thing. Yeah, a little Vision Quest kind of thing. And
I am going to watch that now. You do
Top
realize
Gun?
I have to watch that now.
Dwayne, you're with me on Vision Quest, right? You read me on that, right?
Totally.
Yeah, and
totally. Yeah, it's a rite of passage.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's a stop.
Okay.
That's like an American Movie Channel classics, AMC channel. I'm stopping. Vision Quest is on. Stop, right? Put down the remote. Absolutely true. And I'd say Top Gun's the same way. You know, it's a completely unrelated. It'll take us down a path we don't have time to go into, but I'll just throw it out there, Dwayne, and you can back me up if you care to. That Tom Cruise, right, very, very underrated. He's in a lot of those kinds of movies that you just stop and put down the remote on. You can disagree with me if you care to.
I would absolutely agree with early Tom Cruise. I think early Tom Cruise was very underrated until he became Tom Cruise in capital letters, and then he actually became overrated. So he's one of those actors that has never been, you know, just rated, I think.
Never
he's
been properly
underrated.
Rated. Right,
yeah.
Never been accurately rated. That's an interesting theory, Dwayne, and I don't disagree necessarily, but definitely underrated early in his career and completely not important to the work and the workplace, and we'll probably excise that portion of the show from the archives later on. So, hey, one more caller maybe we can fit in. Area code 702, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hi, guys, it's China.
China, how are you?
How are you? Shauna, great to hear your giggle back.
Aw, thanks, China. I've missed you. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. It's been a while. Hey, what got me to call was the Tom Cruise underrated or overrated. He doesn't show up on my radar at all, but I got to tell you, I'm very unhappy that he's been cast as Jack Reacher in the first Jack Reacher movie that's coming out. He is not Jack Reacher.
Okay. Much like Shauna didn't know my Vision Quest reset at the top, I'm not familiar with that reference, so someone's got to help me out.
I was thinking the same thing.
So it's a series of books by a guy named Lee Child, and Jack Reacher is a former Army cop who walked away from the Army and travels with a toothbrush in his pocket and the clothes on his back and get them roiled in, you know, catastrophic kinds of things. And
gotcha.
Always save the damsel in distress. But the character, anybody who reads these, not, I mean, the character is like 6'5". And,
ooh,
you know, and like a man. So now you know what I think about Tom Cruise. But just from a physical description, it's nowhere even close. And I don't care what kind of list you put in Tom Cruise's shoes, he's never going to be that reach. But I highly recommend the book. I highly, highly recommend the book.
I knew in the Tom Cruise reset has stirred up a little trouble on the back channel as well. I've been taking the task about it, but I'm gonna tell you what. You put Risky Business, A Few Good Men, Top Gun. Come on, that is a powerful trilogy right there, and I'm sure there's other ones I'm not even thinking of.
And how long ago was the most recent of those? Like 20 years ago?
It could have been.
So I'm with Dwayne. The early Tom
early
Cruise. I think he was cast appropriately.
He was in The Outsiders, a classic.
Outsiders, All the Right Moves. All the Right Moves, Cocktail.
Oh, All the Right Moves, another one, Dwayne. Good call on that one. Very good.
I like him before his real life got in the way of my enjoyment of him, and now I just can't watch him anymore.
Yeah.
We've been doing this show, right, for over 2 years, almost 2.5 years. This is probably the most controversial topic we've ever broached on the HR Happy Hour show. Relative to the cultural significance of Tom Cruise. And perhaps we'll do a whole other show about it.
John DeGlazier got that one.
On the evolution of Tom Cruise's career.
Yeah. I love that.
Great, great, great scene. Great show.
I would call in.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right, I'm up for that. We'll do it around the holiday time, right? In that sort of pre-holiday,
the evolution of Tom Cruise's career.
I love it. There should be like a whole. Where's Matt Stalick tonight? We've been calling him out. That could be a whole academic research paper.
Oh, perfect.
Get behind.
That would be
fantastic.
Awesome.
So hey. So let's quick reach China. Thanks so much. Really appreciate that. Let's quick reset. We just have about 2 minutes to go on the show. HR Happy Hour. We've had a really good time tonight, sort of talking about work, but having a good time and just hanging out, which is kind of Shauna, right? Shauna, when you and I started doing this show a couple of years ago, this is what the show kind of was like a lot, right? And it was fun.
It's a throwback.
It really is, and that's cool. I think that's cool. I mean, I am proud of what we did, right, on the show in the last couple of years, some of the heavier stuff we did, some of the more serious-minded interviews we did and topics we've covered and debates we've had, and those are all good things. I'm glad we did them. But I'm kind of liking this once in a while, just hanging out and talking with some of the listeners and our friends. So, Shauna, there's one more person who wants to get on board. There's 2 minutes left in the show. Let's take line 6. Hi, area code 786. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, guys. It's Johnny Nick down in Miami. How are you?
Hey,
you know, I kept hearing the wheels fall off, and I wanted to be a part of just the wheels falling off. So
welcome aboard.
That's pretty much what I wanted was just, hey, you know what, let me get in while I, can. I got nothing. I just wanted to, say hey and let the wheels
right,
fall where they may.
I'll give you one, John. Tom Cruise, thumbs up or thumbs down? What's your call on the Tom Cruise conversation?
I got a story that I can't repeat on the air that can get recorded for the archives that involves Gianni Versace and Tom Cruise, and it's not safe for phone or work.
Fantastic. Well, John, man, you were, you're a longtime listener, friend, fan of the show. We just love you. We appreciate you being on board tonight. And so thanks so much for just checking in.
I have to give huge hugs and thanks to both John and Dwayne for their awesomeness at HR Florida because they went and they talked to Tony Hsieh from Zappos. We got him to come over with Scott, and that's how I got the most awesome picture of Tony Hsieh with Kirk.
Awesome.
Teamwork.
Awesome. Hey,
teamwork,
Shauna,
baby.
We're about on the top. I've opened up all the lines for everybody who's called in, so we'll do a little bit of after show. We're at the top of the hour, so we're going to lose the live stream. I want to thank everybody for listening to the HR Happy Hour tonight. We really had a good time, and we'll see you again next week with another show, HR Happy Hour. Sean and Markey, thanks so much for coming back and hanging out with us tonight as well. We really missed you. So, all right, good night, everybody, and thank you from the HR Happy Hour show. We'll see you next time.
This episode of HR Happy Hour was sponsored by Acquire, purveyors of leading workforce planning and analytics solutions. Get together with fellow HR experts, meet the Acquire team, and hear your revered HR Happy Hour host, the magnetic.
All right. That was the wrong outro. I apologize to our friends at Acquire for that, so I cut that off.
You are so silly.
Well, you know what? I meant to say this at the top of the show. The voice of the HR Happy Hour, Mr. Mark Stelzner, is on some kind of sojourn, like 8-week tour through Europe. So he hasn't been around to record any new spots. So we haven't had any new spots in a while. So
is that what it is?
I was pulling one from the archive, and obviously I pulled the wrong one. So anyway, many thanks to our friends at Acquire, of course, as always, supporting the show. Well, good fun tonight. I've opened up all the lines, so if you can hear my voice right now, your line is open. We are on the after show, which means we're not streaming live online, but anything you do say does make the recorded archive for later consumption. So anyone wants to say hello, hey, hi, vote on the Tom Cruise controversy, it is now is your chance.
Oh, but you know, Dwayne just IM'd me, and I think you should have said it in person. If you need a backup voice, Dwayne was quite impressive with his speaker voice.
We might need a backup voiceover. The funny thing is, I've gotten pitched a couple of times in the last couple of years for studios and artists who want to do spots for the HR Happy Hour, and have me pay them. Yeah, it's happened a few times.
Pay them?
Yeah, Stelzner, God bless him, works very cheap, essentially for nothing. So that's the deal I can't manage.
So I just want to say this. It's close to a 20-year thing, but there's a little bit of a line. But I'm just going to throw out a few names here for you, okay? We'll start with Taps, The Outsiders, Risky Business, All the Right Moves, Legend,
great
Top
movie.
Gun, Color
Legend,
of Money.
There's a classic.
Wait. Color of Money, Cocktail, Rain Man, Born on the 4th of July, Days of Thunder, Far and Away, A Few Good Men. Those are all over 20 years old. Those are all stellar films. So,
yeah, and he was always supporting a better actor in most of them.
Oh,
wow. Paul Hebert not digging the Tom Cruise love tonight. That's fine. Fair enough.
Jack Nicholson. Mm-hmm. Paul Newman.
Risky
Business.
Paul,
you're right.
Are you gonna pull out Val Kilmer? Is that the next thing coming out?
Nobody
Risky
said those were good movies.
Tom Cruise vehicle.
Tom
Absolutely.
Skerritt.
Tom Skerritt.
Yeah,
good,
I think Tom Skerritt. He's still better.
Tom Skerritt's in 4 scenes in that movie, though. He's good in that movie.
I think you've just proved that he's underrated in those films.
Oh my God.
That's why he's underrated. He worked. Hey, is it his fault that he picked good people to work with? No.
I didn't say he was a smart guy.
I'm just saying, but then Mission Impossible 2, Vanilla Sky, War of the Worlds. We're not going to forgive him for those.
Minority
Report,
never forgive him for that one.
Tropic Thunder?
Even Nicholson was the Joker in one of the Batman flicks, so.
He was my favorite. He was one of my favorite Batman films, too. What about Tropic Thunder, though? Who didn't love him in Tropic Thunder?
I did like him in Tropic Thunder because
he was
playing himself.
He was pretty damn hilarious.
Good. I'm telling you what, I told you, Sean. And I'm a Tom Cruise guy, so I'm coming down on the side of Tom Cruise on this one. So you're
I'm sure in 10 years we'll be having the same conversation about Vince Vaughn.
I think we can have that about Vince Vaughn right now.
Oh, my God.
Vince Vaughn's a funny guy. Come on.
Vince Vaughn was great in Swingers. He's been playing the same character.
Jim Carrey doesn't come up.
Yeah, I mean, Vince Vaughn plays Vince Vaughn. That's who he is, right, in every movie, right? Is there any been a movie where he wasn't just
Isn't
doing the Vince
correct.
Vaughn
that
thing?
That sounds like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio is always the same person in the movies that he plays.
I think he's growing into a better actor.
I got to disagree with that. If you've seen Gilbert Grape, he was fantastic.
Okay, yeah, but that was also very, very early in his career.
Yeah, well, and I'll throw out another early one, which is the Basketball Diaries, which is
Yeah, that was good, too.
All right, so another one. Early Leo is great. He does Titanic. He falls apart.
I kind of liked him in Inception.
You know, Dwayne, that could be like the basis of the academic paper, right? You bring in Cruz, you bring in DiCaprio, and you know, there's probably another one or two we could think of as well.
How about Johnny Depp?
Tie it to a vacant number.
I love Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, right? You know, Johnny Depp.
No, Johnny Depp.
21 Jump Street, baby.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of different characters. I mean, they're all goofballs, but
he was best in 21 Jump Street.
He was very good in that.
Yeah, I thought
Peter DeLuise. I thought Peter DeLuise carried him in 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, actually, I did like him.
21 Jump Street. That's a great reset. But, you know, we're definitely aging ourselves today. Holly Robinson Pete, I'll throw her out there, too.
Yeah.
Right? Joe.
And what was that other guy that fell apart? Briscoe was his name? I forget.
Who was on the road?
Good stuff.
Well, Dwayne,
hey, so,
I thought your video was awesome, by the way. You've got to do that for a living.
Thanks. I don't go to enough conferences to do it for a living, but thank you. It's very kind. You should see the 20-minute version.
I showed that to my wife, and she didn't even know what you were talking about, and she was losing it.
It was funny. It was really funny, dear. I watched it at work over lunch, and it was giggling.
Thanks. Yeah, there's a 20-minute version of that. I had to cut it down.
Are you going to be at the Ohio Sherm?
No, I'm going to be at Texas Total Rewards instead. If I'd have known about Ohio Sherm before I committed to the other, trust me, I'd have been there. It breaks my heart not to.
Take the pink boa to Texas. I hear it's going to be hot.
Hey, I mean, I'm going down to this ERE event next week. Anyone going to be there? Johnny, you don't make that, do you? The ERE Expo
you know,
in Hollywood?
I'm going to be in New York. Asian MBA is this next week, and it's the same time, and so while you guys are all flying down to Miami, I'm going to be suffering in Midtown Manhattan.
Oh, I was there last week. It was I got out.
It was wet.
Hurricane came.
But I'm sure the weather will be great. You'll have a good time.
Yeah,
I'm
looking forward to it. We're doing the HR Happy Hour sort of live stream thing again as well. So you can look for that on ere.net and. You know, if you want more of this great scintillating Tom Cruise career, you know, analysis conversation, you might get some of it there. But I'm happy that we talked about it, quite frankly, because as I said at the end of the show, man, I'm going to tell you what, there's no way we can do, you know.
I'm glad you are, Steve.
We can't do the talent management grind week after week after week. As much as folks might think the Tom Cruise talk gets a little dull,
I loved it.
You know, we can't engage your top talent show every week either.
But you know what? If we don't talk about the Tom Cruise thing, we can't start the heel.
Ooh.
That's the first step in knowing you have a problem, right?
That's deep, man.
I love it. So we will do, Shauna, and you'll have to come back for it. Maybe we'll do something, if there's still a show by then, like around Oscar time, like we'll do some sort of HR Happy Hour, a movie type show.
HR Happy Hour from the red carpet.
Yeah,
ooh,
well,
ooh.
I'll be up for that. That'd be fun. So, like I said, every once in a while, we've got to break it down a little bit. So we'll be doing some HR Evolution shows in the next few weeks. Naomi Bloom is coming back for her sort of annual appearance on the show, which will be phenomenal.
Ooh,
looking forward to that. Yeah, she's this will be her third. Maybe
she's a big Cruise fan. She's a cruiser.
We'll get
her.
What else? We have? Oh, lots of fun stuff. So, and we'll be at ERE Expo again next week, and onward from there. So I guess that's it. Anyone have any final words from the HR Happy Hour show tonight before we sign off?
Today is my dad's birthday, so happy birthday, Daddy.
Hey, happy birthday! I was just going to say it's nice to hear the two of you together again.
Thank you, Dwayne. We had a great time. Shauna, you know, we left it open. Shauna's welcome anytime she wants to come back to the show. Absolutely.
Ooh,
we got to do the iMinion app, though. We got to do the iMinion.
Yeah, we'll get that app built. Shauna, when that app launches, you got to debut it here on the show. That would be awesome.
Ooh. Yeah, I will get that done.
Awesome. All right, well, thanks, everyone. I'm going to sign off from the HR Happy Hour. We will see you next week. Thanks, everybody.
Bye,
had a great time.
All right.
Good night, and we'll see you next time on the HR Happy Hour show. Good night.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.